Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
Not long ago, I found myself addressing a room full of newish hires at one of the big four accountancy firms. As I surveyed the crowd, I noticed something odd. Among the 80 faces turned towards me, there was not a single ugly one. No one with badly pockmarked skin, no one with displeasingly asymmetric features. Every single face was tolerably easy on the eye. This wasn't Vogue or Abercrombie and Fitch. These people had been hired to audit company accounts, a task which requires an unusual enthusiasm for accountancy principles, not high cheekbones. Yet this roomful of accountants all achieved a minimum standard of looks that a large slice of the general population fails to match. This firm is not at all unusual. If I think of the friends of my children who have landed jobs in accountancy, banking, consulting and the law, all are far above average appearance. Even in radio, long supposed to be the natural home of the ugly, there's not a plain person in sight. I'm in the process of making a radio documentary and all the producers are gorgeous and even the sound technicians, who commune with buttons all day, are perfectly agreeable to look at. Not only have we banished the ugly from most competitive jobs, polite society has banished the word, too. In time, the U-word will be deemed as obnoxious as the N-word, but for now, I'm using it to make a point. No one calls anyone ugly. They just decline to hire them. We aren't racist or sexist anymore, but are still hopelessly facist. I've just tried an online test in which you have to judge people to be honest, dominant and competent based on subtle differences in their features. And it turns out I'm just as facist as the next person, which is to say, very. Recruiters and managers are so facist that the good-looking have been found to earn some 10% more than the bad-looking, while the CEOs with commanding faces have been shown to run companies that make the fattest profits. Other studies establish that being ugly can sometimes be an advantage. If you're trying to rob a bank, it's good that you look a bit scary. It can also help you get hired over someone handsome, but only when the person doing the hiring sees you as competition. Neither result is especially cheering. While the studies don't prove that facism is getting worse, my eyes tell me it is. This may be partly because my eyes are 56 years old and to them anyone in their 20s seems beautiful. Yet I've just been looking at ancient photographs of my class of trainees at J.P. Morgan in 1982, and even though we look ridiculously young, we don't look uniformly lovely. There were a few ravishing beauties, but most of us were of unremarkable appearance and a few were distinctly plain. Another possible reason accountants are getting better looking is that the whole world is becoming prettier as it gets richer and more obsessed with grooming. Yet if you go on the tube in the morning and look at commuters, you quickly see this isn't true. There are plenty of ugly people, but where do they work? Not in the city, not at the big four firms. In a way, it's odd that we should be becoming more facist in an internet age in which we send emails rather than meet people. Yet in other ways, the internet is making things worse. Just now, I was sent details of a person I'm interviewing for something, and I did what I always do, looked him up on Google Images and observed his wide-apart eyes and strongish jaw. My prejudices were forming, and I hadn't even clapped eyes on him. To combat this sort of thing, Unilever and Microsoft are engaging in an experiment in Mexico where they interview people behind a screen for the first 3 minutes so that vital first impressions are face-free. I bet in time this sort of thing will catch on. I dare say by then, facism will be illegal. In the meantime, the number of ugly workers a company employs must say something about the sort of place it is. If it has only the attractive, it's not only being horrid, it's missing out on a group of potential stars, meaning underperformance is bound to follow. In thinking about this column, I've been looking closely at my own colleagues, and I trust they won't mind if I point out that there is little sign of fascism at play in the Financial Times. If you do an audit of columnists' byline pictures, which range from the fairly gorgeous to the not gorgeous at all, I think you'll agree that the resulting bell curve matches the national distribution. I can think of plenty of other newspapers where the byline pictures are, on average, prettier, but then the standard of comment is rather lower. The two facts are surely not unrelated.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.